One of Iceland's most enduring symbols of national culture is called Fjarkonan, or the Lady of the Mountain. She's usually depicted in high ceremonial finery with long pale tresses flowing under a crown of ice and sometimes flame. She's also seen at times with a raven on her shoulders and a sword in her hand, and like almost every Icelander, the Lady of the Mountain is white. The editor of Iceland's biggest English language magazine decided to pose a black model to appear in the traditional Lady of the Mountain costume, but nobody in Reykjavik would rent it to him. The magazine's efforts to secure a costume sparked a period of national introspection on immigration and race. Valur Gunnarsson is the editor of Grapevine magazine, joins us from his office in Reykjavik. Mr. Gunnarsson, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this cover, as I understand it, was intended to mark the 60th anniversary of Icelandic independence. Why did you want to put a black model in the Lady of the Mountain costume?
Mostly because it was unconventional. So we wanted to really question if you have to take it for granted that all Icelanders need to be white. This seemed a good way to address those issues. You know, we didn't think that it would be a big deal at all.
Mm. So you went to an elderly woman at first.
Yeah.
And she said no.
Turned us down on the grounds that the model was black. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the main costume rental, which is run by the Folk Dance Association. And when they told us point blank no, we eventually found one with the Women's Association of a small town outside of Reykjavik.
Mm. Don't Icelanders consider themselves progressive in this world?
Yeah, and in many extents they are. What you need to understand, though, is that immigration here is very recent. You know, it's only natural for people to be wary of something new, but you also need to overcome that.
Mr. Gunnarsson, let me ask you about this new immigration law that Iceland's passed, that, as we understand it, would make it more difficult for young foreigners to get residency and work permits in Iceland, even if they marry Icelanders.
Yeah, they have been toughening up the laws. If you're under the age of 24 and you marry a foreigner, that foreigner will no longer immediately become a citizen of Iceland, as they had before. Also, when the police want to search the house of an Icelander, they need a warrant from a judge, but that isn't necessary in the case of foreigners. Mm-hmm. And most bizarrely of all, for the parents of immigrants to be able to move to Iceland, they have to be over the age of 66, which just doesn't make any sense at all.
And immigration does seem to be in Iceland's future, whatever the laws are.
Yeah, you know, we need more multicultural society. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that Iceland has come out, you know, against bigotry. Most importantly, the bishop in his Independence Day speech to Parliament mentioned this issue to the very ministers that had originally set the laws.
Why are immigrants coming to Iceland at the moment, Mr. Gunnarsson?
Well, they're not coming here for the weather. They are coming here for higher paid jobs than they would get in their home countries. A lot of them come to work in fishing industries, but with a declining birth rate, you know, it's absolutely essential for the economy. And for a country such as Iceland, I think it's absolutely essential for variety.
Mr. Gunnarsson, thank you very much.
Okay, thank
you. Nice talking to you, sir.
Yeah, you too.
Valur Gunnarsson, editor of Grapevine, an English language magazine in Reykjavik, Iceland.